Good night, everybody.
Live and happy Wednesday here from the heart of America, the deep red state, the great state. We're going to talk about why it's so great. Tennessee on rumble.com/LFA TV. This is Ungoverned. Happy to be here with you on, I almost said a Friday, on a Wednesday. No. And we are going to talk about why Tennessee is awesome towards the end of the show, because two bills just came through the state legislature, heading to Bill Lee's desk, expecting to be signed, that are just great. So look, there are like three states in the country right now that are leading the way on a lot of issues. Texas, Tennessee, and Florida. DeSantis went to war with squatters down there. Yeah, you have no rights. You're wrong. You know, Ron DeSantis. Little person. Little, I call him Danny Ron. He's the lollipop kid, but now we like him again. We like him again. Texas has been doing great work with the border. They just installed more razor wire. And Tennessee, and a squatter bill is in the Tennessee state legislature now, too. So that squatters can't, you know, just break in your house and decide that's their house, you know? Mi casa, su casa. Unless you're a bad hombre, then mi casa no es su casa. You know, my house is not your house. Anyway, we have that. So that'll be towards the end of the show, some Tennessee stuff. But it's really cool. The TikTok ban was passed by the House, you know, a few weeks ago. Now it's been passed by the Senate, expected to be signed by Joe Biden. And you know how I feel about bans. I've always been against the TikTok ban. Not that TikTok isn't dangerous, but personal responsibility, right? You know, I'm always on the side of if you think it's dangerous, then don't use it. And, you know, you could make educational videos, pressure campaigns, you know, start some sort of movement to get people off of the app, but the government shouldn't be banning it. And now that the government wants to ban it, I want to use it more. It's crazy. Everything they tell me to do, I want to do the opposite. If they're like, breathe, I'm going to be, okay, I'll go Mitch McConnell and don't, you know. Now, there's something about this TikTok ban, though, that the first time around when I talked about it, I didn't realize. But it just clicked today. It does nothing. It fixes nothing. Absolutely nothing. Okay? And we'll talk about, you know, what the ramifications are. Of course, the dangerous precedent that is being set with the TikTok ban. People are catching on. They'll come after Rumble. They'll come after Twitter. They'll find a way. They'll, well, you know, this, that, and the other is taking your data, or this country has access to it, a blah, 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 right? That's George Carlin. My daddy said, yep, da, 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 da. I love George Carlin. Great. Great guy. Best comedian in the world. And it's like, no, it's Eddie Murphy. Okay, but I think it's George Carlin. We have more updates about the protests on college campuses. Now, Columbia University is negotiating with the protesters, right? As if that's actually going to work out. I was just listening to All Day Long, actually, and right before the show started, I had it in my headphones, Oceanfront Property by the great George Strait. And that is one of the funniest. That's when they go, I got a bridge to sell you, right? I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. People are like, I don't get the song. Because there is no oceanfront property in Arizona. And if you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free, right? That's George Strait. All right, stop believing the stupid. What do you think is going to happen? You're negotiating with a group of people that says, we are Hamas. You think it's going to go well? There's a hostage video, apparently, that's released, one of the Israeli-American hostages, Hamas. He's missing an arm. I wonder what happened to it. I wonder, what? Let me guess. The Jews took his arm, let me guess, right? It was Israel's fault? They bombed aid workers. We talked about it yesterday. I don't get it. I don't get the whole, oh, we don't like Jews. You know, again, I understand the Rothschilds, bad, okay? Teva Pharmaceutical in Israel, bad. A lot of the Israeli government, bad, just like our government. But I wouldn't want someone overseas judging me based off of how Joe Biden acts, based off of how the left acts, right? The students that want to go to school, they're not the Rothschilds. They're not Teva Pharmaceuticals. They're not Netanyahu's cabinet. They're just Jewish students. They don't need to be stabbed in the eye with flagpole holders. I'm not saying Israel is totally innocent. Matter of fact, 2 days ago, I put the, you know, we put the short clip up, right? It was from the show 2 days ago. We put it up yesterday. Israel should have been more careful with the aid worker thing. But we also found out that the ruling Palestinian party in the West Bank, right over in that region, says that, yeah, Hamas regularly steals aid from people and kills aid workers. Well, where's the freaking outcry at the UN, huh? Why is it only bad if the Jews do it? I'm very curious about this. And there's a lot of people on the right. Look, I don't want to send money anywhere, anywhere. Do you understand what anywhere means? Oh, you're simping for Israel. No, I support the people. They shouldn't be attacked. Do I want to send our troops there? No. Do I want to send our money there? No. Would I like to help them if it was possible, if we had the money? Sure. I'd want to, if I personally had the money, I'd want to build every homeless veteran a house. But I can't. Not because I hate veterans, because I don't have the money to build all those houses. Now, supporting Israel, oh, you're a Zionist. Shut the hell up. Because you're a pig that is siding with terrorists. Terrorists. The people that cheered when the towers came down. Well, you do know that it was so-and-so's. Look, you can have the discussion. Who did 9/11? That's not what that's about, though. The fact is, 9/11 happened. People died, and the people over in Gaza, Palestinians, and Palestinians in the country cheered. They were happy. Sorry, I'm not taking their side. I'm not taking the side of the people that would be excited that I got struck down by some sort of terror attack or someone killed me. I'm not going to do that. You know why? Because I'm not stupid. That's why. Okay? Now, it's funny. These protesters, right? They're allowed to protest on college campuses. They're allowed to protest in front of Supreme Court justices' homes. They're allowed to protest inside federal buildings unless they're wearing MAGA hats. But there were a lot of arrests made yesterday of pro-Palestinian protesters. Isn't it a big coincidence, a huge coinky-dink, that they just so happened to be close to where Chuck Schumer lives? Oh, okay. So ain't no fun when the rabbits got the gun strikes again. FBI Director Christopher Wray, this is a good one. Did you know that despite all the information out about January 6th, we have it wrong about the FBI. The FBI, as it turns out, monitor protests. I'm sorry. I guess we got that wrong. I must apologize. You know, I apologized last week that we didn't have the correct story with the NGOs, right? I said that we didn't have the correct document. The document happened to be fake, right? Well, I guess we're wrong again on the FBI monitoring protests because they said they don't do it. So I guess we should just, you know, trust them and move on. Anyway, we got that. We got a great development in Texas, a great development in Tennessee. We'll talk about all that. Before we get to it, I want to get to a word from our friends at switch2usa.com. Take a look at this quick video right here.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping. It's that simple.
We're going to link arms and we're going to shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us and they're affordable. Everything's made here in the USA.
That is Switch, the number 2, USA.com. Switch2USA.com. Folks, we have been talking about how the world has been going crazy with supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, and of course, sky-high gas prices. We all know how the big box stores were allowed to stay open the entire time, while so many small business owners, regular people, were forced to close. You know, the big box stores stayed open. All the carve-outs and the wealthiest people on the planet became better off. Mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? Well, you could vote with your dollars. This is a call to action. Switch away from the big box conglomerates and shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer for all of your monthly consumables, toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef, all delivered right to your door. Switch away from made in China and switch to made in the USA. It is one of the best ways to get around the crazy inflation, to shop with a family-owned company that puts their customers first rather than shareholders and corporate executives. I want you to join the parallel economy that's been formed. Join the massive sweep that is happening through Patriot Nation and decide today that you want to be a part of the movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up. My friend Maria will give you a call back to enroll you. And then you can start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop that is switch2usa.com. Switch2usa.com. That is switch2usa.com. You see it on your screen. That is switch2usa.com. We also have the LFA TV store where you can get a flannel just like the one that I am wearing. You're not going to look as good as I do. I'm promising you that. You're not going to look as good as I do in the flannels, but you will still look tremendous. You'll still look beautiful, and you will enjoy the way it feels. It's nice. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. LFA TV, the LFA TV store, located on the LFA TV website. You see it right there on your screen. Some people have a hard time finding the show. You can go to lfatv.us as soon as we go live. Click on that pop-up. It'll bring you right to the show that is currently live right now. This is the LFA TV store. You see they've got flannels for women. They got flannels for men, which also fit. It says unisex. So they also have flannels, I guess, for the trans community. Just kidding. Jeremy's not going to like that. No flannels for trannies. Just kidding. You want to buy a flannel? I'm sure we'd appreciate the support. LFATV.us. Click on the store tab. Also check out the overstock list. $10 overstock items on LFATV.us. Or you can go directly to the store by going to jeremyherrell.com/store. LFATV.us or jeremyherrell.com/store. All right, let's get right to it. The TikTok ban has been passed, obviously, by the House. That passed a little while ago. The Senate finally passed it, and they passed it as a part of the aid package. That should be red flag number one. That should be red flag number one. If this was some, let's say, blind squirrel, the government's actually doing us a favor, TikTok may now be banned, why couldn't they pass it by itself? Why? If this was some altruistic, perfect bill, why did they lump it in with the aid package? That's number one, okay? The Senate passed a bill designed to ban TikTok if, and this is the sticking point that a lot of people will talk about, if ByteDance, which is the company that is maybe Chinese-owned, maybe they're not Chinese-owned, it's up for debate, Rand Paul seems to not think that ByteDance is owned by the Chinese. And then there are people who say that it is owned by the Chinese. The Senate passed this bill aimed at either prohibiting TikTok or compelling its sale, making a significant rejection of the video sharing platform's Chinese ownership. The move comes after numerous unsuccessful efforts to address the purported national security concerns associated with the app over the years. The Senate voted 79-18 in favor of the measure, which was included in a comprehensive package providing assistance to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. So you want to ban TikTok, you got to give all your money to other countries. So they're not doing you a favor. You understand me? They're not doing you a favor because in order to do this bill, to pass this bill that's supposed to be a good thing, they're taking your money and they're giving it to other countries. So it's at the very beginning of it, it's a mess. You're not looking out for the best interests of the United States. Why didn't you bring the TikTok bill up first, separately, outside of the foreign aid package? It's because they grouped them together. They voted on it all together because they knew that they don't want people actually voting against the foreign. People aren't going to vote against the foreign aid package bill just to vote against the TikTok bill. So they lumped it all together and passed it all through. That's number one. This bill sucks, ladies and gentlemen. First, let me address the obvious. Yes, it's the bad precedent argument. I know there are, folks who say, and I respect everyone's opinion on the matter, by the way. Some people hate it. They don't want to use it. That's fine. They say it's dangerous. Kids get hooked on it. That's true. That's where the parents should be stepping in, right? And telling, hey, you know, you should stop using TikTok. Set some rules in your household. Okay? But for the government to step in and ban it? No. No. Hey, you want to ban it on government devices? You have jurisdiction over that. That's fine. You're not banning it from me. I'm going to use it now. Now, because the government doesn't want me using it, I'm going to use it like nobody's. We're going to do so much on TikTok. It's going to be great. They're never going to ban it. That's number one. Now, the bad precedent that it sets. If you ban TikTok because you've deemed it's owned by foreigners. Well, Elon Musk bought X with the help and the assistance of the Saudis. Rumble is a publicly traded company. What if a foreign entity buys a ton of shares in Rumble? Okay, like, do you see how this could be used against us in the future? That's the part that I have a hard time with, right? You're going to ban this because you say it's a national security risk and we're going to ban it. And a foreign adversary now has access to Americans' data, right? So we're going to ban it. You don't think they're going to twist the rules to apply that to Rumble, to apply that to Twitter, or any new conservative or somewhat fair social media app that comes around? You don't think they're going to twist that? You don't think they're going to use that against anybody else? It's just about TikTok. There is absolutely no possible way that the government just stops at TikTok. There's no way. They've already done it, folks. Do you remember? Parler? Now, the government didn't ban it. No, they waged a pressure campaign and Amazon Web Services took them down. They booted them off their servers. You think they're going to just stop at TikTok? Not a chance. When is the government ever restrained itself? When? Did they do it during COVID? No, of course not. Well, we're going to do the masks and then we'll be over this and it'll be okay. No, they used the mask mandate as a precedent for what? The vaccine mandate. Okay? And they used the COVID lockdowns. What was that called? A public health, what's the word? Emergency. To then start talking about a new type of public health emergency, which would be guns. New Mexico, the governor of New Mexico. Guns are a public health emergency, and I have the power to override the Second Amendment because it's not absolute. They have done this already. The government will never restrain itself, ever. Ever. Now they've gone a step further. Jeremy did a show about this morning. They use the COVID blueprint. Everybody stay home. Everybody save lives. Everybody do your part. Like it's Barney. Clean up. Everybody do your share, right? Right? Everybody, you know, the conditioning when we were in COVID to obey. Oh, it's scary out there. We're just going to stay home like SpongeBob with the napkin and the potato chip and the penny, right? What are they talking about now? A national climate emergency. What do you think they're going to do? Well, then they're going to say, it's a national climate emergency, but go about your business? No, of course not. Of course not. They're going to come out and they're going to say, everyone's got to stay home. The carbon footprint is too high. Oh, and by the way, now that you're all home, mail-in ballots for everybody. Do you, folks, they think, they, the other people, the deep state, the elites, your elected so-and-so, quote-unquote leaders, whatever you want to call them, they think you're idiots. They think you're stupid. They think you'll fall for it again. They think you're just going to do as you're told and shut up, own nothing and be happy. They think you are dumb. Please do not be dumb. Okay? The COVID precedents have been weaponized time and time again going forward. To the point now where climate emergency, they're looking to do it. Right? The TikTok precedent, if you ban it, will be weaponized against us. There is not a doubt in my mind. You could flag it. You could screen record it. You could book it at some point in time. If TikTok winds up being banned, if this whole thing goes through, ByteDance doesn't divest, and then the app is banned in the United States, that will not be the last time the government does that to a social media app. Now, TikTok's a little different than social media. It's content, it's videos, there's an algorithm, there's some really nasty content on there. Sure. Now, I've avoided the nasty content. I go on, I see MAGA videos, I see screaming huskies, I see people finding fossils, and I see stuff about eclipses on TikTok, okay? I don't see porn. I'm not saying it's not there, but you kind of have to go looking for it. And some kids go looking for it. That's where, again, parenting comes in. If you don't want your kid getting stuck in one of those really nasty algorithms, be a better parent. Personal responsibility. Nobody wants to take personal responsibility ever in this country. That's why we suck as a whole right now. Why you're seeing DEI, didn't earn it, hires all over the place. But here's the part of the TikTok bill that is really alarming. Because is TikTok more favorable, Brennan, is TikTok more favorable for Republicans or Democrats? Democrats. It's definitely more favorable for Democrats. That's correct. One of my backup TikTok account got banned, and I haven't even posted on it in months. And it's gone. Because there was a lot of pro-Trump, pro-USA stuff on there. So the Democrats would never want to take away a tool as effective. Brennan, you would agree. TikTok, it could be very effective of getting in getting content out. Right? It can get shared. It can go viral. Next thing you know, you can have millions of views. You're like, what is this? This is so stupid. You know, I ordered like Donald Trump in an Arby's drive-thru. It got almost 10 million views. What kind of stupidity is that? Brennan was TikTok famous because she put makeup on and everyone loved watching it. Myself included. Anyway, so, you know, seriously, right? You can get hundreds of thousands of followers on TikTok for no significant reason, but you can get your message out. All of a sudden, a video you post winds up all over the place. I did Bear Shelves Biden, and it wound up in freaking Australia, right? TikTok could be very effective as a means of distribution. There's no doubt about that. And if I could use it effectively and the algorithm hates people like me and you, then the Democrats absolutely can use it effectively, which is why the White House has an account, right? And they've met with TikTok influencers to help campaign for Biden on the app. So with the Democrats obviously being cozy with China and the CCP, with the Biden campaign already meeting with these influencers, these TikTok influencers to do some campaigning on the app on behalf of Joe Biden, why would they want to ban it? The answer is they don't. They don't want to ban it. Now, this is not a blanket ban. Okay, it's banned tomorrow. This is a move to pressure ByteDance, the allegedly Chinese-owned company, to divest. And so that an American company can have it, the government can have oversight over it. The government wants oversight over a social media app? I thought that wasn't happening. Oh, it is happening. Remember? What's the steps? It's not happening. It is happening, but it's rare. It's happening, and it's a great thing. And if you don't like that, you're a racist, right? Those are the four steps. Remember? The government's not overseeing social media. They're not asking for shadow bans or anything like that. Well, it's happening, but only in rare cases of somebody, you know, inciting violence. Well, it's actually happening. This is where we are now. And it's a good thing. We need the government to see what TikTok is doing. They're not doing it to protect you. They're going to do it to censor you. Folks, do you really think if someone like me goes on that app when the U.S. and has oversight over it, right? Now, if Rumble is part of this group that's going to control TikTok, it's a little different. But I doubt that that's the way it's going to play out because I don't think the powers that be are going to let that happen. Do you really think if the U.S. and the government as a whole is overseeing TikTok, that they're going to be excited about me leaving a prank call of Adam Schiff and having it go viral on the app? You think they're going to like that? Of course not. But this is it. The Democrats don't actually want to ban TikTok. The Democrats love TikTok. Biden loves TikTok. He met with TikTok influencers to do campaigning for him on the app. The White House has an account. They love TikTok. They love China. They love the CCP. We know that. We know that, which is part of why I say this ban is empty. These are empty words, empty promises. This is not a good thing, and it sets a bad precedent. But also here, according to the bill, upon signature, when Biden signs this bill, the provision would grant TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, approximately 9 months to divest the immensely popular app, failing which could result in a nationwide prohibition. The president, by the way, retains the authority to extend this deadline by an additional 90 days. So it's such a problem. It is such a danger to children. It is such a danger to national security. We have to do something about it, but not for 9 months. I understand divestitures take time, but it's this urgent thing. It's this, we can get behind it, but not for 9 months. Oh, and if it takes longer than 9 months, the president could say, no, you could, you know, another 90 days, keep extending it. Why 9 months? Folks, what's happening in 7 months? Less than 7 months? The election.
My birthday.
The election. So in other words, the Democrats can continue using TikTok for the next 7 months to campaign, to reach young voters, to push their message all over the place as a means of distribution, which TikTok is very, very good at being a very efficient distributor of content for good things and bad things. They can use it for the next 7 months. And then after the election, well, then we'll talk about banning it. And maybe we won't even ban it. We could always extend it 90 days, 90 days, 90 days, 90 days. They don't want to ban TikTok. And they're going to get every last bit of it, every last bit of favorability out of that app until the election. There was never a chance that TikTok was being banned before the 2024 election. It is too valuable to the Democrats. Too valuable. Which means it could be valuable to us too. You don't trust it. You don't want them having your data. I got news for you. First of all, Rude Awakening, everyone's got your data. Okay? That's number one. If you don't want people stealing your data, you can't have a phone or a computer. Number two, you want to use a spare phone with a VPN to be super, super certain? Great idea. Do it. I encourage people to use TikTok. Don't get addicted to it. Don't sit there scrolling for hours. Don't get discouraged if you put a video up and it doesn't go viral. That's what they do. The app will give new accounts a boost so you feel like, oh, I'm a great content, and then your stuff will slowly... No, no. But you can still use it to spread the good word. You can still use it to do the counter messaging to Biden. That's what stitching is all about on TikTok. You can take a Biden message. The economy's great. You can go, you're not, what are you talking about? Here's reasons why the economy's not great. Democrats have no, zero, not one bit of interest in banning TikTok. And the fact that they're giving ByteDance 9 months to divest, which means they will not have any pressure applied to ByteDance to divest this app until after the election. It just goes to show you that this is not going to fix a thing. And the Democrats are still going to get the most out of TikTok that they can before a potential quote unquote deadline where it could be prohibited in the United States even comes up. And at that point, if they have won the election, Biden can continue extending the deadline 90 days at a time. This is a nonsense bill. It sucks. It fixes absolutely nothing. It sets a dangerous precedent that I am telling you, 100% chance, if TikTok is actually banned in the United States, it will be turned on us in a millisecond, the first chance that they get. And finally, it's such an urgent matter. It's such a threat to national security. It's such a threat to children. It's so urgent that we're giving them 9 months to figure it out. Just enough time to use it to the advantage of the incumbent, of the president right now, advantage of the Democrat Party. Just enough time for them to milk it into the election. Then they can talk about it. And then they can extend it if they want. This is a bullcrap bill. It should be treated like a bullcrap bill. It is going to be signed. And if they follow through with the ban, I'm telling you, folks, in a couple years, we're going to be in some real trouble. This is not a good thing. And the reason why they lumped it in with the foreign aid package with Taiwan and Israel and Ukraine, among, I'm sure, many other countries, is because this bill was not going to pass on its own. So they had to stick it in there with the rest of the other bills. Because this bill sucks. It absolutely sucks. It absolutely sucks. And now we're going to have to deal with it. All right. Spent the whole first half of the show on TikTok. That's a shame. But it's important. And I hope it makes sense to everybody. Hopefully that makes sense to everybody. It seemed like everybody understood what I was saying there about the ban. Was that received? Were we struggling? Anybody struggling with the point there? All right, good. All right, a little bit of tea. Oh, it still says Tim Hale there. Wow, that's pretty funny. We're going to have to change that. Tim's not with us right now. It'd be cool if he was. He was great, wasn't he, Tim Hale? Wasn't he awesome?
Fantastic.
Yeah, he was awesome. I think everybody loved it, seeing Tim. All right, let's roll with the. Let's roll into our next sponsor. That's InsurityFinancialServices.com. InsurityFinancialServices.com. And then we'll fly through the second half of the show because, folks, we got a lot to talk about still. A lot of good. There's some good news, by the way. That's coming. And we're going to have some fun with Christopher Wray and the FBI. But first, a word from InsurityFinancialServices.com. You see it on your screen right there. Ladies and gentlemen, when the show is over and your day is over, you're done watching LFA TV after Stone Zone, go to InsurityFinancialServices.com and schedule your personal life insurance consultation today. With life insurance, your health buys the policy, your dollars pay the premium. So call or schedule as soon as the show is over. Maybe wait until after the entire LFA lineup is done. You know, make sure you follow, watch Will Johnson, you watch Drew Hernandez, Roger Stone, who is now the newest official partner, MAGA Meme Coin.
Wow.
How cool is that? MAGAMemeCoin.com, a Trump-themed cryptocurrency that is just delivering amazing results. We could talk about that one day. InsurityFinancialServices.com. With life insurance, your health buys the policy, your dollars pay the premium. So call or schedule today. Get peace of mind before you rest in peace. You don't want to rest in peace before you do this. Get peace of mind before you rest in peace with personalized life insurance for every stage, every need, and every situation. That is InsurityFinancialServices.com. If you have a hard time remembering how to spell it, it's right up here for you, the QR code. You can scan that. Head over to InsurityFinancialServices.com. You can set up a life insurance consultation. That's our friend Tim Gustafson, the LFA Medicare guy. InsurityFinancialServices.com. Schedule that appointment for life insurance today. I don't think you're going to regret it one bit. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any new people in the chat, you know, I gotta take a minute and just say something about a comment somebody made yesterday, below the video. Okay. It was, not the person I went off on in the chat, who was extremely ridiculous, saying that everything's whatever. We're not going to go down that road. Somebody made a comment yesterday, and I've heard this a lot from, you know, a number of people, and it's probably the best compliment that somebody in this field, podcasting, commentary, could get. They said, holy crap. This is what they said. They said, holy crap. I've never heard this guy talk except his perfect Trump impersonation. And he has a very Rush Limbaugh-like timbre to his voice. Very easy to listen to. I think that was the comment word for word. And I just have to say, that is probably the best thing you could say to a person, because there is never going to be another Rush Limbaugh. And I certainly don't think I'm anywhere near as effective as Rush Limbaugh. And, you know, God willing, maybe I will be one day. But to that user, whoever that is, I'm looking for that user now. Main Soda is the person's name. Holy crap, I've never heard this guy speak before when not doing his perfect Trump impression. He has a Rush Limbaugh level timbre to his voice. Very nice to listen to. So thank you to you, to that user, Main Soda, for that comment and that compliment. It's one of the nicest things you could say. And that means a lot. I look at that. I was like, wow, Rush, huh? That's pretty cool. So thank you to Maine Soda if you're in the chat.
And easy to look at.
And who said that?
Conserve.
Conservative said easy to look at. There you go. So thank you to Maine Soda if you're in the chat today. Really appreciate it. If not, you can leave a comment underneath the show again. I try to reply to some of the comments now. There's usually like 10 or 15. I don't reply to all of them, but I reply to some of them just to kind of, you know, jump in there after the fact. All right, let's get into some more stuff here. I got hairy legs, folks. Look, here's the deal. Also, Cinco de Mayo is around the corner. And that is going to be the day we debut Trump the Translator.
Oh.
Because last year we did the bad hombres are coming. They're coming. And apparently Paula Bongino enjoyed that a lot. And she's a Latino. Latina! Latinx. And he was like, even my wife liked it. And she's Hispanic. So I was wearing the poncho and the sombrero. So Cinco de Mayo, Trump the Translator will be out. So that is where we are getting ready for that. Anyway, let's keep going. Thank you to all the great comments in the chat there, too. Appreciate it. You don't have to kiss my rear end, but I do appreciate the good comments.
I'll keep it coming.
I really like it. Brennan says keep it coming. Anyway, I want to get to a couple of other stories here. Now, we have Columbia University, negotiating with protesters now. Okay? This is one of the silliest stories in the world. And we're going to just... Let me just show you what the students said they're going to do. And, oh, okay, we believe these pro-terror... You know, students, the university president, Nimak Shafiq, was preparing to confer with the university senate, which could censure her as soon as Friday. And protesters and university officials were negotiating over the possible dismantling of an encampment that is dominating a swath of the campus lawn. The university overnight and protesters narrowly avoided another confrontation that would have involved police. Shafiq had warned Tuesday evening of a midnight deadline for the demonstrators to disperse. But around 3 a.m. on Wednesday, the university said in a statement that student protesters had agreed to remove a significant number. What is a significant number? Two? Three? What is that? Of the tents erected on the lawn, ensure non-students would leave. Yeah, I'm totally sure they're going by asking everybody if you're a student. Totally sure. And bar discriminatory or harassing language among the protesters. Totally sure they're going to do that too. Matter of fact, I was told that the protests were peaceful. AOC said the protests were peaceful. What do you mean that they're using... a discriminatory language. I thought that wasn't. Oh wait, it is happening. Look.
Keep it moving, you silent bitch. Keep it moving, you silent
bitch.
We are
Hamas.
You're Hamas. Wow.
You're what? You're Hamas.
Yes, we're all Hamas.
I'm Hamas.
Long live Hamas on American soil. That's nice. Okay, so they said that that's not going to happen anymore. The students, folks, you know, the students who say they're Hamas said, no, we're going to make sure that we police our own and that this doesn't happen. All right, that works well all the time, right? When they were like, don't burn down the auto zones. Keep those riots. Keep those protests, BLM protests peaceful. And then the auto zone came down. Kyle Rittenhouse had to shoot somebody in self-defense, right? Like, no, it's not going to work. The Chaz Chop Zone in Seattle. Remember the Chaz Chop? Oh, it's the autonomous zone. There was crime. They were extorting small businesses. Horace Lorenzo Anderson Jr. was murdered and he died in there because EMS couldn't get through. But somehow over in Columbia, it's going to be different. And they want to avoid the police over on the college campus, but ain't no fun when the rabbits got the gun strikes again here. David Strom, my favorite writer at hotair.com. The guy does a fantastic job, I have to say. And he likes me. He thinks I'm a great guy. So that's a wonderful thing too. You can protest Republicans, but protesters arrested outside of Schumer's residence. David, and he's very snarky when he writes. That's why I like his articles. There's like sarcasm and cynicism there. He says, Democrats love equity because it means choosing which rules to apply to which people. For years, the Democrats have celebrated protesters harassing conservatives. Very true. Using bullhorns outside conservative homes at all hours of the night. They encourage people to drive Republicans out of the public square. Remember Maxine Waters? If you see Trump supporters at a gasoline station, you push back on them and tell them they're not welcome. Mad Max. They piously proclaim that free speech means you can harass any Republican in any manner you like. Remember the protesters outside Amy Coney Barrett's and Brett Kavanaugh's houses? No issue. But if you do the same thing to Chuck Schumer, Charles Schumer, you get arrested. More than 100 anti-Israel protesters near Chuck Schumer's house were arrested yesterday. So again, this has nothing to do with anti-Israel or anti-Semitism. This got too close to Chucky. That's what happened. The phrase, what's the phrase? Ain't no fun when the rabbits got the gun, which means for the liberals, there are usually some that'll watch. There's a few thumbs down. It means if you're a rabbit hunter and all of a sudden the rabbit takes the gun and starts hunting you, you're no longer enjoying hunting rabbit. Well, hunting wabbits. You're no longer enjoying it, right? Ain't no fun when the rabbits got the gun. So Chuck Schumer, we need a ceasefire. We have to support Israel, but also the Palestinians. But when those people get close to his house, they get arrested. Meanwhile, him and his party and his ilk are the reason why those people have been emboldened in the first place. And let's just flash back to what John Fetterman said about these protesters, shall we? I get a kick out of this one. Here we go.
But it is not appropriate or illegal, or it's helpful to advance your argument if you show up in a Starbucks with a bullhorn and start yelling at people, and that doesn't make you noble. It just makes you an asshole. It's very American.
Boom! 95. We love him. John Fetterman, 95. Now, here's a good one. This is a good one. You know, you saw the protests outside of Colombia, right? I remember they were telling Jewish people to go back to Poland. Right, go back to Poland. You got them cheering as the American flag came down at Yale.
Viva, viva Palestina!
Okay, you had them in Chicago in a room talking about death to America, right? Remember Mark Barr? Remember all that? That's stupidity that was out there, right? Remember this?
So I'm going to teach you a chant in Persian that you can use if you ever encounter those Zionist freaks, whether they be Iranian or whatever, all right? It has two meanings, depending on the gender. It can mean death to or down with.
So can we get a Mark Bar America?
That's death to America. But of course, and I believe this, that's free speech. I don't like it. But I'd rather them be doing that on plain sight in front of cameras emboldened than be underground, because now we could watch them, we could figure out what they're doing, right? So that's the benefit of free speech. It's not nice speech. One could argue, by the left's rules, that would be hate speech. Death to America. It's not a nice thing to say. Right? We had this.
Down with the USA! Down with the USA!
So there's countless examples of anti-American sentiment in these protests. Can we agree? There are countless examples of anti-American sentiment at these pro-Palestine, which we found out yesterday, thanks to that article in the Midwesterner, this is a direct quote, freedom for Palestine means death to America. That's what their paperwork said. Their materials handed out at their protest said, quote, word for word, freedom for Palestine means death to America. I would think the FBI, got to keep people safe. I would think the FBI would want to kind of keep their eyes on this group, right? Because, I mean, they kept their eyes on parents at school board meetings. They didn't chant death to America at the school board meeting. They kept their eyes on a lot of people on January 6th, right? I mean, at least we thought they did. Or did they? According to Christopher Wright, we may have it all wrong, folks. Take a look at this gem.
Are you actively monitoring these protests?
We don't monitor protests, but we do share intelligence about specific threats of violence.
We don't monitor protests, he says. One more time.
So are you actively monitoring these protests?
We don't monitor protests, but we do share intelligence about specific threats of violence.
We don't monitor protests, according to Christopher Wray. According to folks, that's it. We're good. Everything we thought about January 6th, that there were feds all over the crowd. Nope, we weren't right about that, because Christopher Wray says we don't monitor protests. The FBI doesn't monitor protests. We know what they do monitor. School board meetings, right? They monitor who has a Gadsden flag in their bio on social media. And we've heard from the FBI, by the way, and they keep saying this, and they were saying this as a means of getting FISA passed, and they're saying it also probably because it's true, because the border's wide open, that Wray and the FBI fears a coordinated attack similar to the one that was carried out by ISIS in Moscow. Well, if you were that concerned about it, why are you not paying attention to the protesters in New York City that are saying, we are Hamas?
Keep it moving, you Zionists. Keep it moving, you Zionists.
We are Hamas!
You're Hamas, wow. You're what? You're Hamas?
Yes, we're all Hamas, hey?
We're all Hamas, long live Hamas. The FBI is telling us, well, they're afraid that there's going to be an attack, an ISIS attack, similar to the one that happened in Russia. And we have all this video of these people chanting death to America, chanting when the American flag comes down on a flagpole at Yale, telling Jews to go back to Poland, down with the USA, all sorts of disgusting rhetoric hurled at Jewish people. And some people weren't even Jewish. They're just, you know, it was, that's who these people are, the death to America crowd. We hear about there may be an ISIS attack coming. And then Wray tells us, well, we're not monitoring protests.
Are you actively monitoring these protests?
We don't monitor protests, but we do share intelligence.
So what the hell are you doing? Well, we know what they're doing. And they do monitor protests. They just don't monitor those protests. Any MAGA protest, there will be eyes on you, and you know that. Doesn't even have to be a MAGA protest. You could go to a school board meeting. And there will be eyes on you. The FBI? No, they don't monitor protests. What they do, insert themselves and embed themselves within Catholic churches across the country. Ooh, those scary Catholics, they talk in Latin. Ooh. I wonder how many Catholics in their church said, long live Hamas. I bet not a lot of them. Probably very close to zero. But you have these protests with these pro-terror groups. Now, we don't monitor protests. We don't look at those. But there's an attack coming, but we don't look at the people who would be sympathetic and excited about the attack. What is the FBI doing? The answer is nothing other than coming after conservatives. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. The rule of law, I thought yesterday I was very upset with this. This county judge in Texas dismissed the charges against those illegal alien bad hombre rioters, the border insurrection, remember? This footage. All right, you get the point. That's the border insurrection, right? We saw that. We know that's that was a nasty scene. The county judge dismissed the charges against all the people who were charged. Well, Texas strikes, and the great people of the great state of Texas has struck back. Take a look at this story. A grand jury elects to indict over 100 migrants. We don't call them that. We call them illegal alien bad hombre animals for rioting at the border after the judge dismissed their charges. A Texas grand jury elected to indict a mass group of migrants on misdemeanor rioting charges on Tuesday, just one day after a county judge threw out their cases. El Paso District Attorney Bill Hicks presented the allegations against the group of 140 migrants to an El Paso grand jury, according to the El Paso Times. The grand jury, made up of 12 local community members, chose to indict the migrants on the riot participation charges. Now, apparently they're all going to be misdemeanor charges, and maybe that's not cruel enough, but at least it's something. But it was, think about it, 12 community members on this grand jury. They've had enough. And when you think about now across the country, they could have chosen 12 community members from any community in the United States. Those people would have been indicted because every state is a border state. So congratulations to the people of Texas and to that attorney general or district attorney, I believe, who brought that, that El Paso district attorney, who brought that back and got people, got those indictments to be handed down, because that needs to be dealt with. And there's no reason why those charges should have been dismissed. All right, we're going to get to Tennessee after a word from our friends over at OFP Farms. Ladies and gentlemen, we love OFP Farms. OFP Farms is a family-owned and operated goat farm that produces quality goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all natural pain relief, and beard products. Goat milk is packed naturally with essential vitamins that help to heal skin and promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. Every product is made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. Look, I'm surrounded by OFP products. I've got the stuffed animal, right? We got little. We got stuffed animal number two. We have the magnesium body spray. I have my, it's up here somewhere.
It's right behind your cup.
Yeah, there it is. My Goat Kisses lip balm. We love that, okay? We love all of our OFP Farms products. It's amazing, okay? Every product is made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. And to boot, because you can get high quality products from a horrible company, right? Well, OFP Farms is not a horrible company. They're a patriotic America First God-fearing company that creates, produces, and ships directly from their farm. And right now, they're celebrating moms with this amazing gift box. Look at this thing. It's the OFP Farms Mother's Day Garden of Love Bundle. The luxurious collection is a tribute to express love and appreciation crafted to bring joy and comfort to the amazing women in your life. Be sure to visit their website at ofpfarms.com and browse their selection of products perfect for Mother's Day and every day. Don't forget to use your promo code LFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha, at checkout for 20% off of your purchase for a limited time only. That is ofpfarms.com, promo code LFA, ofpfarms.com, promo code Lima Foxtrot Alpha for 20% off. OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA. And we're going to play it again. I know everyone loves it. We haven't been playing it a lot lately. But Mike Lindell, folks, nothing says Happy Mother's Day like a pillow fight with Ma. Go ahead and buy your MyPillow products. Maybe Ma wants some slippers, okay? MyPillow.com, promo code Sean45. And if you don't do that for Ma, this is what you are.
And I'm not asking about...
Put that in your book!
Lumpy pillow calls.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on. Okay, when you say lumpy pillows, now you're an asshole. You got that? You're an asshole, Mike, is what you are.
Mike,
no,
sorry.
He's an asshole. No, he's an ambulance chasing asshole. That's what you are. Lumpy pillows, kiss my ass. Put that in your book. No, they answer anything, any problem customer that wants to reach Mike Lindell. Those are the ones. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. They send them to here and they go... Or they call about maybe they didn't get their pillow on time because of the FedEx or whatever. Well, we'll cover them even though it could be somebody else's fault. Nobody called because of a lumpy pillow. But good one, though.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
What I'm saying
obviously is, you don't have a my pillow too. You don't, do you?
What I'm saying is, Mr. Lindell...
Asshole.
My pillow... is your pillow. Mi casa es su casa. My pillow es su pillow. We love it. It's a tremendous thing. MyPillow.com, promo code Sean45. MyPillow.com, promo code SHAWN45 for the greatest discounts at MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Sean45. You will not get a lumpy pillow if you use that promo code. I don't know about the other promo codes. I know that one, you're not getting a lumpy pillow. You're not getting lumpy slippers. You're going to get great products. And if you don't use that promo code, you're an ambulance chasing, fill in the blank. Anyway, I want to talk about how great Tennessee is.
Oh,
I love Tennessee.
It's great.
I got to say, this is the best state ever. It's so cool to live in a state where things like this get passed through the legislature. Now, I come from New York. We experienced garbage through that legislature. Brennan's from Florida, but the Florida legislature had always been kind of purple. It was red, a little bit of blue. It wasn't until recently that things really started shifting. DeSantis, a lot of the in-migration were from Republicans fleeing communist blue states, okay? This is one of the coolest things, all right? And it's got the liberals going crazy. The Tennessee legislature has passed a bill letting teachers carry guns in school. The teachers are now going to be armed. Someone comes in there shooting, those teachers could be shooting back. Now, I understand people are like, oh, you know, what if one of them turns their gun on the student? Well, that's a problem.
Then there's a bunch of other teachers with guns.
But there's a bunch of other teachers with guns who can neutralize the bad guy. Because I got news for you. It doesn't mean all the teachers will have guns.
Right.
It means the teachers can have guns. It doesn't mean that every teacher in the school is armed. But if there's a teacher that wants to go into a school and turn a firearm loose on students, they don't care if there's a bill that allows them to bring it into the school or not, because they're ready to kill people. Again, criminals don't follow gun laws. I love this bill. And I love this next one that I'm going to tell you about too, that's been passed, that's heading to Bill Lee's desk. Folks, what do I say? All lives matter, right? I said it yesterday. All lives matter, which is why we say, yes, Black Lives Matter, because every life matters. Except who? Whose life doesn't matter?
White people.
No. I say all lives matter except pedophiles.
Oh, pedophiles.
Right. Every life matters except pedophiles, right?
I can add rapists.
Well, you know what's fun? Tennessee agrees with that. Death penalty for child rapists clears final legislative hurdle and heads to the governor's desk. And you will wait till you see the arguments against this. This is great. Oh, it's not going to be a deterrent because they have to serve 100% of their sentences anyway. Bullcrap. What's Dan Bongino's number one rule?
Don't get dead.
Don't get dead. Everyone follows that rule. You're now less likely to want to rape a kid, because if you're caught, what happens to you? You get dead. I love Tennessee. This is the best. I love it. I love that the legislature is going for it. And on that note, I love living here. It's a great state. And I encourage anybody who thinks like us to come, but it's closed to Democrats, just like Florida. All right, folks, thank you so much for watching and listening. Really appreciate it. Will Johnson coming up next with Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7 p.m. Eastern, and Stone Zone with Roger Stone at 8 p.m. Eastern as well. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. And we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we will just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please give us a thumbs up on the way out. It's a little thumb down there below the video. Hit that. If you're watching it on the TV, you can't do it on your app, go on to Rumble, hit the thumbs up. If you can't do that, it's because you don't have a Rumble account. Sign up for Rumble. It's totally free, and it helps everybody. Helps the channel, helps Rumble, helps the entire free speech movement. Head over to farishmedia.com. Sign up for our email list. Someone said look at Proton Mail to see. That might be a good way to use for mass marketing that we want to do. There's a couple of other services that we're looking at, but I know Proton Mail is safe and it's encrypted. So we may be sending out an email soon from the website, farishmedia.com. Sign up for the email list. Make sure you open up your podcasting app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, search Ungoverned, hit subscribe. You don't have to do anything else. It's totally free. All of that is totally free. And once again, make sure that you are following this channel, rumble.com/LFATV. Leave us a like on the way out. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll be on with Zach tonight, most likely, 8:30, Misfit Patriot here on Rumble. Really excited for that. It's always a fun time with everybody in the chat on Wednesday nights with our good friend Zach. He's always a riot. We love seeing him, having some fun with him on Wednesday nights. Until then, have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow, pre-recorded, same time, same place. Rumble.com/LFATV for Ungoverned. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll catch you tomorrow.